Thanks to the Rick Emerson radio program. 503-733-2970. In like 5 seconds, we'll talk to Jim Roop here. This is Day. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hey,
I just called work. We listened to you at the medical lab I work at, and they said I missed the greatest Tim line ever. I guess he said, oh, no, or something. They were cracking up.
If there was... Yes?
Well, they asked me if I heard it, and I said no, and they said call him and ask him to repeat it. Please.
I'm not... Scotty... Are we able to, Scotty wants to know if this is a pee in a cup kind of laugh. Scotty, what kind of question is that?
It is, yeah.
Oh, well, never mind that. Yes, yeah, the answer is yes, Scotty. Scotty, how does the skimmer work, Scotty? Are we able to pull that?
He has to wait an hour, I think, doesn't he?
I think we used to have to do that, but I don't think anymore.
Please. My boss was literally splitting a gut. She says, you have to hear this.
All right.
If it's doable, please, please, please.
Well, we'll find out. We'll look into it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Day.
Thanks. Bye.
There you go. That's Day. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from Los Angeles. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Hello, sir. Oh, wait. I guess I got to hit the button. Jim Roop. Hello, sir. Jim Roop. Hello, sir. Hello.
Afternoon to you, sir.
How are you doing, brother man?
I'm happy Friday.
Thank you. It is a happy Friday because we are speaking with you, and that makes all days golden.
That's what makes my weekend kicked off with a bang, baby.
Ah, it's true. It's true. It's true. Hey, do you know who Charlotte Church is?
Yes.
You know that
she's a fine. She's a fine singer.
She's a fine singer. She's a fine many things. She's a fine thing. You know, I'm just going to share so we can all suffer together here. Not only is she married, she is now pregnant, and therefore, therefore unavailable to all of us, Jim, and soon to be ruined. So, just so you know.
Oh my gosh.
I know, and Selma Hayek pregnant as well.
There you go.
It's just not right. It's not right. 2 in 1 week we lose like that. It's just a. It's just a bad. That's what I'm saying. So we can all just. Is it true that they've got you covering paper versus plastic today as a story?
It's not that they've got me doing it. It's just that that just happens to be one of the issues here going on in Northern California. Actually, it's kind of an interesting story.
Well, here's why it's interesting. Not to interrupt, but here's why that's fascinating to us. Because I swear to God, by sheer coincidence, about 5 days ago, we spent, and it sounds absurd now in retrospect, like just to be talking, but we spent, I swear to Christ, like an hour and a half debating with the audience and debating, you know, amongst ourselves about whether... About what the more environmentally responsible choice was, whether you were supposed to use paper or plastic. And I swear to God, people called up and became so angry about it, arguing their respective positions, that they couldn't even form sentences after a while. And we never really were able to figure out which one we're supposed to be using.
Well, it goes without saying that producing plastic bags uses fossil fuels. If they get discarded without recycling them, it can harm the environment, choke the wildlife, whatever the tree huggers want to say. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
But if you recycle them, there should be no problem. I mean, you can take them to any grocery store, and they'll take them back from you and recycle them.
And then you don't have to cut down trees.
Yeah, they don't have to cut down trees.
Right.
Right. So as long as you're responsible, I don't think there's a problem with either or.
Well, that was kind of, that's, we sort of ended up with just sort of a detente. We could never really figure out where to come down to that. Because here in Portland, I don't know if you guys got this here, but in L.A., but in Portland, we got a bunch of the hippie trippy types, so they got, like, their own cloth bag. Like, guys with, like, some, like, a macrame bag in front of you at Trader Joe's, you know, that is they buy, like, big blocks of wheat germ or whatever. So,
they got boatloads of those, too, though, and they're wearing Birkenstocks, wearing driving Jeeps, you know, the whole thing.
Exactly. So, but this is what, so is it L.A. or is it San Francisco that's, they actually want to ban plastic bags throughout the city?
It's San Francisco, and if they do, they'll be the first ones in this country to do it, and that just means it will filter down here and then out to the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Now, this is already sort of being done in other parts of the world, in, like, for instance, parts of South Africa, Ireland. You're discouraged from using plastic bags. Grocery stores that distribute them or any store that distributes them, they pay a tax. People who use them pay a tax or a penalty of some kind, but it's not outlawed. It just costs you more. Here they want to ban them completely because they had a voluntary program last year. The goal was to reduce the number of plastic bags by 10 million. Only got to be about 7 million, so they said the voluntary thing isn't working. I thought 7 million was a pretty damn good number.
Seriously, yeah.
But they say it's not working, so now we got to ban them. Now we got to make a law. You're going to be a criminal if you have a plastic bag.
You know, I mean, as much as I think the government, the government does do good every now and again, and it's fashionable to say that the government doesn't do anything right, and the government is terrible, and whatever. But, you know, in something like this, I wish the government would just leave me the hell alone. You know what I mean? I wish the government would. I'd be happy if the government didn't even know I existed.
Well, there are definite places that those resources could be used better. I mean, you could even move that argument into prostitution and drugs.
I mean,
if they legalize prostitution and drugs, and then all vice squads will be out of business. But then again, you could use those people in other places for real crime.
Absolutely. Hey, it's funny you say this, actually. Speaking of Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth here gave me this story. This is from WBIR, but it's about California. I think this is an AP story. It actually says here, it says that students in California are finding easy access to medical marijuana cards and presenting those cards to school authorities as a legitimate excuse for getting high. It says that...
I don't know that I believe that.
Well, I'm just passing this along. Perhaps WBIR, I mean, perhaps they are leading us astray here. It says that Grossmont Union High School. I don't know where that is. I don't know.
Humboldt County, probably.
Oh, no, this is from, this story is originally from KNSD, which is in San Diego. And he says that there are the kids at least, and clearly they're not illegal, but the kids are buying these sort of back alley medical marijuana cards and trying to then walk into school and present them to the vice principal as like a reason that they're allowed to like toke up in class. So
what vice principal with an IQ above room temperature would accept that card?
I don't know, but might make the little bastards easier to control. I mean, You're going to be less inclined to go start some violent gang war somewhere during fifth period if you're all a snocker to the eyebrows on grass.
There was a huge riot between the Tonga gangs and the Mexican gangs yesterday at the Hawthorne High School. So if they had legalized medical marijuana cards, then we wouldn't have had that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like
we love each other.
And I always say that, like, in prison, if you go to prison, and especially if you're going to be in prison, it's one thing if you're going to be there for, like, 6 months, but if you're going to be in prison, like, forever or for, like, 50 years or whatever, a sentence that is a goodly portion of your life, I actually would be in favor of just allocating a certain amount of tax money and just giving prisoners all the drugs they wanted. Or just, you would probably wouldn't even cost you anything because you could just use the drugs that the DEA has seized from elsewhere.
Well, that's a great idea.
Think about how easy it would be to control prisons if all the prisoners just had, like hamsters have that little thing with the ball bearing on the end that gives them water whenever they want it.
Yeah.
You just give them a little thing and they press a button and bam, they get they get their dose of heroin for the day and they just, they spend the next 8 hours just staring at the cracks on the wall. Think about how docile...
Instead, what do? We give them barbells so they can get more beefier than the guards are walking around with donuts in their hands.
We get them barbells and then take away their nicotine.
Oh, man.
And as a final note here, is it true that they have closed or are closing that restaurant on top of LAX, the spaceship?
Well, just for about 6 months because the big arches on which that thing sits, these aren't structural, though. I mean, and they have a couple of problems. Some panels were falling off of them, so they just need to fix those. It's only going to take about 6 months. It's not that the building's going to fall down because those aren't structural, really. They're just more aesthetic than anything else.
No,
they're closing it for 6 months so they can fix it up.
If anybody's ever flown into LAX and you see that building, it is fantastic. It's amazing, that restaurant up on top of LAX, because it is... My wife really nailed it when she said it's a great time capsule because I don't know when that went up, but probably the 60s, it looks like, or the 50s.
Yeah.
But it is sort of a... It is what they thought, this kind of stuff is always fascinating to me, what they thought the future would look like 50 years ago. You know, you see those images from the 50s and 60s about what they thought the future was going to look like. And it's weird that in the 50s and 60s, everybody had this sort of same vision in their head about what the world would look like 60 years later. And it was all really inaccurate, but everybody kind of had this same sort of Jetsons-esque view of what the architecture and design themes were going to be. So,
exactly. Have you eaten there, by the way?
I have not. I've never eaten there, and I've never eaten at the restaurant at the top of the Space Needle. I have never done either of those things. It's got to be an arm and a leg to eat there.
No, it's not that expensive. It really isn't.
Really? I'll definitely go there then.
No, it's not that bad. I mean, it's your standard, you know, medium to high-end kind of restaurant. You'll pay $27 for a meal. It's not like you're paying $50 for a meal. But for their best meal, their best steak, you'll pay about $27.
Yeah, no, I've lived in the Northwest the better part of my life, and there's this restaurant on top of the Space Needle that takes, and the big gimmick of it is, A, it's on top of the Space Needle, and B, the restaurant revolves. Because people don't know, the top of the Space Needle revolves around, like a record player, and it takes an hour to make a full circle. So if you spend an hour having dinner there, you'll get an entire sort of, you know, panoramic view of Seattle all the way around. And it's just one of, it's like some New Yorker who's never gone to the Statue of Liberty. I've never bothered to do that. So,
if I come there, we'll go there,
dude. Well, you come up here, we'll give you the entire tour. We'll give you the entire cavalcade of the Northwest tour, my friend. You have big plans for the weekend?
No, none, zero, zip.
Fantastic. Well, see there.
I think I have to plant grass in my backyard.
See, you are doing nothing can be its own. Like they sing Cool Hand Luke, a handful. You know, nothing can be a real cool hand. Nothing can be a fantastic weekend as well. My wife is gone this weekend, so it's just going to be me and the dog and Godfather's 1 through 3 and the couch, and that's it.
Oh, God love you.
Yeah, that's what I do. All right, enjoy your weekend, my friend. We will have speaks with you very soon. Enjoy your weekend.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen, Los Angeles. Fantastic. Let me do a couple of... Scotty, should I be answering whoever these whatever these calls are? They're just sort of sitting there. Well, I don't know. Well, they're just sort of... Should I be answering them, or should I just sort of stare at them mutely?
Do it.
All right. Well, let's... Simon, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is not really important, but that restaurant you were talking about at LAX...
Yeah.
Has the finest creme brulee of any restaurant in the world. And I've traveled all over the place.
Is that true? That's a bold statement.
That is absolutely. Creme brulee is the best dessert, and I've eaten in restaurants from Russia to China, Europe, South America. They have the best.
Do they do the whole thing where they come to the table with a blowtorch and they do it right in front of you?
They do the whole thing, and it's huge, and it is cooked perfectly.
All right. I think I'm not a huge fan of creme brulee. This has suddenly become the tasting room. I'm not a huge fan of creme brulee, but I had some really, really good creme brulee at a place called Ferrara's, which is in New York, and that would probably be the best I've had. But so, and now, see, I always assumed that restaurant was prohibitively expensive, but now the next time I go to LAX, I'll do that.
I go there for the creme brulee.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
And I mean this sincerely. Attention, advertisers, you can reach that guy. That guy right there who has the money to go eat creme brulee on top of LAX every time he goes to California. So there you go. Call the lovely Dean Snyder at 503-222-1011. Rick, now you know, this is from Aaron, who can no longer find Selma Hayek attractive because she looks like his mom. He says, now the lovely Selma Hayek is ruined for you as well. Welcome to my world. Not my fault your mom is hot, Aaron. He says, also, I popped into the masturbate-a-thon a couple of years ago.
He popped in, I'm sure.
Popped in.
I was just there for a second.
It wasn't that he was there for 2 minutes. It wasn't the event itself that was strange. It was the fact that they were serving a potluck dinner. Just think about that. The people enjoying themselves were just hours before mixing food for you to consume. Good, he says. All right. Let's see. Todd the Corpse says, about the minute-a-thon. He says, I smell a remote. Or quite possibly something else. Thank you. Let's see. There's another guy, Rick. I saw on Channel 8 that they arrested the guy who they think shot the guy at Belmont Market. Yeah, well, he's a person of interest. We don't know that that's true. No, he's a suspect. He is now a suspect? Well, now have they... Well, that's weird. So he was a person of interest. They arrested him, or they picked him up anyway. They were speaking to him. He's a person of interest. Now he's a suspect, but he hasn't left the police station, as far as we know. So that's right. Like the longer they keep him in there, the more his condition is downgraded. Fantastic. Well, maybe he'll just be dead by the end of the day, and then it all works itself out. All right. Well, we should probably break here. All right, fantastic. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. Tim Riley in mere moments. About 4 minutes away from more Tim at the Ministry of Truth. Then we have the top five coming up later on. Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Don't go anywhere. It is the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. Here's the late Andrew Wood. Don't go anywhere. There, nobody noticed. That's what the Max is really what's one more place that smells like urine. Hey, it's the Rick Emerson program. Quit sending us Dark Lady hate mail. Quit.
We did not say anything bad about her. We do not know her.
I don't even know who she is. We don't know anything about her. The first thing we heard is that she's somebody doing a masturbate-a-thon. So get off my back. 503-733-2970.
We're hearing from all six of her P1s.
See? Why do you do that? See, I try to make nice. You know what it is? It's like...
You can delete that.
I'm giving them a gentle, loving pat with one hand, and then you give them the slap with the other hand. It's sort of like a... hit you, kiss you kind of a thing, Tim and I. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of Tim Riley, make way, won't you please?
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
So now this guy is a suspect. The guy that Vancouver police took into custody, this Jimmy Cashy, 27, a suspect now in the shooting that left Chester Yeom in critical condition. He was working on the counter for a friend at the Belmont Market when he was shot in the head. He's still in critical condition on life support. Cashy hasn't been charged with any crime in Portland. He's also a suspect in three other robberies, including a 7-Eleven store on Southeast Hall Boulevard, a Plaid Pantry on Southwest Farmington Road, and a Denny's around Southwest Shoals Ferry Road, all in the area where Scotty lives. All the area's robberies took place in Beaverton in 2007. Cashy is from Beaverton. Police think he fired a weapon in a previous robbery. They shot him in Vancouver because they thought he was at his girlfriend's house or coming back from it. And apparently there was a woman in some of the getaway cars, and it could be the same one. So once again, he is now considered a suspect in the shooting in Southeast Portland.
All right. Well, so there you go.
Jimmy Cashy fellow.
They'll probably have him charged by the end of the day and so forth. So so there you go. So that sucks. All right. Well, I mean, at least they know who it is. I don't think so.
But he wasn't driving the orange Corvette.
Well, no, because, I mean, even in Vancouver, cars like that, it has to stand out. Even in that, even the somewhat...
He doesn't look like the guy in the... In the shot from the closed-circuit TV camera.
And even in the somewhat hideous environs that are occasionally found in Vancouver, a car like that has to be notable.
Yeah, his cheekbones are identical.
Really?
Oh, yeah, his cheekbone is identical.
All right.
That is totally, allegedly.
In our opinion, this is clearly the guy, and he needs to be beaten severely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile, a swanky California drug facility claims that Courtney Love spent 3 months there in late 2005 and has since ignored demands to pay her outstanding $181,000 tab. Now, why on earth would they think that she had insurance in the first place?
Seriously, and if there's one group of people whose credit you wouldn't want to take, you'd think it would be junkies. You know what I mean? It's like, of all of the people on earth to extend credit to, why would you do that to someone who has a virulent drug addiction? They just seem like bad credit risks all around.
So this is Beaumont International, sounds like a franchise. It charges that Love was treated at the firm's oceanfront Newport Beach property, a boutique rehab center, whatever that might be, that handles no more than 5 patients at a time. Beaumont, according to its website, offers spa and salon treatments, gourmet meals, and poolside massages, and fluffy robes and slippers.
Well, for $100,000, I should... And here's another thing about rehab.
Anybody can open one of these places now.
We should totally go into... We should start a rehab clinic right here. The thing about Courtney Love is, like... How do I put this? That it does seem that at a certain point... Like, people have this thing. Well, they'll seek rehab the first time, and it's a big story. It's big news that they're going into rehab. And then they'll get out of rehab, and then sometimes they will relapse, and that is itself big news, that they go into rehab for the second time. And, you know, has after many, many clean years, so-and-so has relapsed and is seeking treatment for whatever. But then you get to the place Courtney Love is at, where, like, You know, she just cleans up, she relapses. She cleans up, she relapses. It ceased to be news. Like, we just sort of assumed that she's junked out all the time. See, also this. Now, I'm not even going to make this a Britney watch because it's. I think we're beyond caring at this point. I think she's going to have to get out and start. She's going to have to get out and, like, set fire to something before we even care about her anymore. But we've got this. Britney Spears has apparently been told off. That's the anger. I swear to God, this is what the story says. Has been told off. For breaking the rules at her rehab clinic, a reporter's claimed. The singer checked into the Promises Clinic in Malibu after shaving her head. It never gets old. Shaving her head and apparently, suffering a breakdown. However, she has been refusing to attend daily group therapy sessions, reports the Sun. Don't you just want to beat her with something? This is a whole day where I feel like beating people.
Maybe if they gave her the robe and the slippers.
I'm not going to a meeting until I get my fuzzy towel. The paper says Spears has also been breaking the rule which bans mobile phone use and apparently left the site for what kind of a mental home doesn't have a fence? How much does it cost to just put up a gate?
It's not a mental home.
Well,
it's a substance abuse facility.
Well, she ought to be in a mental home then. For an unsanctioned shopping trip. This is why they hate us. This right here, this story, is why they hate us. Marty Brenner, an addiction counselor, told the paper, if Britney doesn't go to the meetings, it's more likely she will relapse. Whatever. I'm just beyond
that. Yeah, that girl's going to die.
Yeah.
Maybe
well.
She needs a lobotomy.
I vote yes. Just like that Kennedy girl.
So she wants slippers, a massage, and a lobotomy.
One lobotomy, please. All right. Well, let's do... what are we doing here? This is... John... Good God. Hello?
Yeah, Emerson.
What are you doing?
I'm in the bathroom.
That's what it sounded like.
What are you doing in the bathroom?
I just flushed.
Okay. I'm too bad we didn't pick up this call 30 seconds ago. What? How can I help you, sir?
Well, you're in the restaurant business. The restaurant review for LAX?
I'm sorry?
Well, you were talking about the restaurant at LAX.
Yes, the restaurant on top of Los Angeles Airport. Yes.
Yeah, it's not really that good. It's terrible, in fact.
Okay. Is this your... Now, have you eaten there?
Well, yeah. I ate there last month.
And what so you...
And a steak cost more than $27.
Now, so do you feel that the food was not good in a relative sense? I mean, in other words, would it have been a good restaurant if the prices had been lower, or is the food... is it
No, it wasn't just the food, Rick. It was the service, too. It was very inferior, and my wife and I will never go back there again. In retrospect, in the future, when we eat in near the airport, we go to Culver City and we eat at In-N-Out.
Okay, well, no, you can't. I can't knock In-N-Out. In-N-Out's one of the finest restaurants on earth. Now, what kind of bathroom are you in? Public or private?
No. I'm just sorry you picked up the phone when I did that.
Oh, but sir, no. But what bathroom is this? A bathroom at work, in public, or at home?
No, I'm retired. No, this is. I'm picking up something in that place, and they had a bathroom, so I had to use it real fast, and I was hoping you wouldn't come on the air, and you did.
Well,
so.
It's too late for that wish, sir.
You heard the flush.
Yes. Yeah, so, no, but my question is, so is this a bathroom at a business?
It is.
All right. What kind of business are you using the bathroom at?
They make cookies.
They make cookies. All right.
Yes.
Look. It's an elfin toilet.
You're in the bathroom at a cookie company.
I am at a cookie company.
Were you using the sit down or the stand up at the urinal, sir?
The stand up, sir.
All right. Look, do me
very,
a favor.
It's clean, by the way.
Is there a sit down toilet in there?
There is. Do you
okay.
want me to sit on it?
No, no, no. Please don't sit on it. Will you go look at the toilet and tell me whether the seat is an O or a U?
It is a U.
See, have you ever wondered about that?
It's like a horseshoe, you know?
A horseshoe. Why is it that public toilets are a horseshoe and private toilets are an O?
I haven't seen an O in a long time, Rick.
No, but at your home, probably the toilet seat at your house is a circle. It's a complete...
It's an O. Exactly.
But in public, they're all horseshoe-shaped. Why is that?
Unisex?
I don't know, but why would women need a differently shaped toilet seat?
Well, I think men miss sometimes. I don't know.
I'm just trying to see how long I can keep you in a bathroom.
Doesn't speaking on the phone.
Other people knocking on the door at the...
But this is a real clean bathroom. This is amazing. This bathroom is fine.
Are there other people trying to use the bathroom there?
No, they're not.
Let me ask you this. Where is the bathroom in relation to the business? In other words, do you think you can be heard right now?
No, I closed the door.
No, but I mean, on the other side... Yes, I'm hoping. Thank you. That goes without saying, I would like to think. But on the other side of the door... Are there people there, or are you removed from the actual...
No, there are people there. They're making cookies.
All right.
I'm here to pick up cookies for an event tomorrow.
What, how about, can I get you just to do like a whole like, oh, ow, God, that hurts.
You want me to get the owner and she can come on board?
No, probably not. All right. Well, you might not have to go.
Because they would never buy their cookies.
Oh, okay.
But I just wanted to call you because I was driving 205.
Yes.
And I heard... Mr. Roop talking about this restaurant.
Uh-huh.
That seems like hours ago, but it's not that good. It's really not that good.
Let me ask you this. What would you...
In and out anytime at LAX.
We're moving off of the road. Back to the toilet business. Let me ask you this. What if, since you were on hold, what if I had picked up the phone while you were standing at the urinal engaging in your business? Would you have spoken to me?
Of course.
Really?
With one hand, of course.
Would you have? Thank you. Would you have told me that's what you were doing, or would you have lied and tried to be silent?
I said that you were just like running the faucet.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you would have heard me, Rick. You know, it does make noise.
All right, we're going to end this now, John.
I love your program and happy Friday, and I hope we meet again someday the same way.
All right, thank you. Well, there's always the Will Rogers Park in Los Angeles. Thank you, sir. That's John. All right, 503. Hey, Scotty J's in the studio. Hi, Scotty.
Rick,
sir. What's up?
I just thought I'd let you know that a couple of guys just stopped by with a special surprise for you.
Are they the strippers that I ordered for his birthday 2 days late?
Is it some of Dark Teddy's friends who are coming
surprise.
To be up with him? Who has stopped by?
David and Justin have popped in.
And they are who?
A couple of P1s, I guess.
And what are they here for?
I believe they have a special, I'll just tell you, a skull.
Are these the guys with the human skull?
Oh, yes. I was hoping that
Are you sure it's a human skull?
I'm not sure.
Did you see it?
Did they show it to
you? Yes, I did.
Does it look like a human skull?
Yes, it does.
Does it look real?
Yes.
All right, would you know if it wasn't?
Probably, just from, I remember from science.
From your many years at the Quincy School of Medical Examination.
And don't forget the year that I had to go back to school.
So. All right, well, let's... what are their names?
David and Justin.
David and Justin.
David's the guy bringing the skull, and Justin is his friend.
It's Justin. So. Okay. That's dumb.
Hey, Scotty, when you get a second tube, will you run to the printer? Yeah, in the front office.
And shine my shoes.
Okay.
All right.
I just found the most glorious, wonderful story ever.
All right. So David and Justin are coming in here with a skull.
I hope it's not real.
Yeah, no, I see. And you and I are different. I hope nothing more than that it's real.
Isn't that gross?
What is it? David and Justin?
David and Justin.
David and...
Hello.
David and Justin now entering the Rick Emerson radio program.
Feel free to grab mics.
All right. David and Justin, you guys want to stand at these mics here? Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Thanks for coming in. Okay, now, who's David? Who's Justin?
I'm David.
David?
Justin.
Justin, and can I say where you guys work?
Oh, go for it.
From Parker Furniture? Now, is that a furniture, what is it? Is it a, I guess, furniture store? Or?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, excellent.
High-end furniture design center.
Do you guys listen there, or is it... Is my voice booming throughout the store right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. My rug room would carry all day long.
Are you the boss?
No, we have to hide you away in the back room.
No.
You don't get
all right.
The...
So are you going to get in trouble here for...
No, I think we're good. I think we're good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So tell me about this skull you're holding in your hand, David.
Okay, this is a skull that I found in my grandparents' garage. Back in the 60s, my uncle was in medical school over in San Francisco. And when we cleaned out the garage after my grandparents had passed away, this was in a case in with a bunch of other medical... study tools.
So now, do you know? Now, is it real?
It's absolutely real.
Now, forgive the question. How do you know that it's real?
Well, for one thing, over the years, his teeth have begun to flare out due to it drying out. It wasn't that fresh when I first got it, but you can just tell. I've had people look at it, the growth plates. I'll let you go ahead and hold it.
Excellent.
Be very careful with the top. It's kind of the The top of the skull.
That's a very small skull.
Yeah. Well, this is totally real. I can know Scotty's. I made fun of Scotty, but you know what? You can totally tell.
Yeah.
Weird.
I've creeped many people out in the house.
This is now at the risk of being.
Does the top come off?
I'd say at the risk of being morbid, but I guess that ship has sailed. This does not look like the skull of a fully grown person.
It's the one of a 14 or 15 year old boy.
This is like a teenage skull.
Yeah.
This is a sort of
Oh, Rick, hold it with both hands. I'm afraid you're going to drop it.
Well, you know.
He's
not going to feel any pain. Oh, yeah. You can take the top off.
Oh, weird.
We can serve candies in it.
Justin mentioned another way.
We should totally do that. We should totally serve food to decent people and not tell them what it is. Your grandfather was what, a medical student?
It was my uncle, actually.
Your uncle?
We found it when my grandparents passed away. He had stored the medical things in the garage.
Were there other, would you find anything else that was creepy?
No, the other side.
Used to have a body.
I used to have the rest of him. Yeah, he was in
a
big
full skeleton.
Oh, I did. And then over the years, I had an ex-wife that got a little angry one day and started throwing stuff of mine out, and the rest of George went.
She went right for the skeleton.
She did.
That ain't right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was fitting, though, for her.
Well, now she's your ex-wife.
Exactly. Seriously. It worked out perfectly.
I kind of want to see that, Rick.
Okay, well, why don't you care? Yeah, take that over to Sarah there.
That's...
That is fantastic. Now, is this you don't want this anymore? Or you?
No, he has been in my living room for the last 15 years now, and me and my son have just moved into a new place, rather nice place, and they just feel it's
fit
time.
The decor.
It's time for George to move on, and I figured you'd be the perfect person to get the notoriety he deserved.
Where did the name George come from for this human skull?
You know what? It just seemed like a George.
He sort of emanated from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Sarah's holding the skull right now, the human skull. Now, see, you agree that you can't really put your finger on why, but that it is real. You know instinctively that's real.
Yes.
It's the teeth. You know what it is?
It's the teeth and it's the eye sockets. They're all... Ugh.
And it's the fact that the teeth are dirty. That's the other thing. The teeth don't seem like plastic. The teeth seem they could use a good brushing.
The little bits and pieces hanging about.
All right.
Well,
that's fantastic. That's, and I don't mean any disrespect to the guy who brought us this. That's way better than, like, the basilope skull or whatever the hell we had in the Tim Savage Club a few weeks ago. That's genius. All right, excellent. Well, that's gonna work out perfectly. We've been looking for something just to give it a little touch of home in here.
Good. So, well, I'm glad you guys. I'm sure you'll take good care of him.
Oh, absolutely.
So
Thank you so much.
If you ever want George back, he's always yours.
No, he's yours now. Just take good care of him.
Excellent, David and Justin. Thank you guys so much. And you work at Parker Furniture. You want to give them? You want to say where they are? Give them. Put out the address. Give them a plug.
10375 Southwest Beaverton Hillsdale Highway.
All right,
217.
And what kind of people might want to go there?
Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody.
There's something
everywhere.
There for everyone.
There's something excellent. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thank you so much, and thanks for listening.
Pleasure to meet you.
All right. Thank you for the skull. Well, I'll think of it every time I look at it. Thank you.
Thanks,
guys. I appreciate it. How cool is that?
What's going on the top of the skull? Why? What's that swirly stuff?
I don't know. Now I got to look at it some more.
Okay. I wanted to ask, but I didn't want to sound dumb.
Morbid.
I feel like I need to wash my hands.
It's probably clean. Hey, Tim, you want to see the skull?
Oh, yeah, that is a nice skull.
this right here,
is it split?
Well, this is what I believe they call the fontanelle area, which is where the various plates, the various sections of the top of your head grow together. Because, you know, when you're a kid... That's why you can't go hitting babies against walls and stuff, because the top of their head isn't all hooked up. Like it's like the Earth's continents used to be joined into one gigantic continent called Pangea.
Mm-hmm.
That's so it is with your skull. Your skull starts out, I think, as a couple separate pieces, and then they sort of join together.
Like, what is that? Like four separate pieces?
Yeah. So I think these are the sections where it joins. Or maybe somebody just cracked this guy with a hammer because he was a dick. Who knows?
That's a 14-year-old boy's skull.
Maybe he was. I don't know. Maybe he was. Maybe he was running the numbers. Maybe he was asking for. Maybe
he was 14.
You know, it was a simpler time. All right. So here we go. Now the skull doesn't want to go back together. Now I gotta like the top of the skull keeps falling off. We have to find something interesting to do with this. I mean, as though, because having a human skull in the studio is not interesting enough. All right, I'm going to put this back together. All right. Oh, the top of his head keeps falling off.
Oh, Rick, be careful.
I'm sorry. These teeth really are pretty, these teeth are...
The eye sockets freak me out.
I'm thinking he might have been British. These are bad teeth. This is like a whole lot of buck tooth going on over
he's
here.
He's a 14-year-old kid. That's your awkward tooth stage.
Okay, how sad. How sad that he's preserved forever as an awkward 14-year-old. Weird. It's bizarre to look at a human skull. We'll take a picture of this. To look at a human skull and think that was a guy. You know, just look at the look at the skull and imagine it going like, hey, how's it going? Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to put this right over here.
Ugh.
All right, wait. Here's the sound of the skull being tapped against the microphone.
Be careful.
Let's see. We'll get a couple of these, and then we'll take a break. We'll do more news at the top. Lucas, hello, sir.
Rick, fantastic show. Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry, what?
Fantastic show. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What's up?
Hey, you know, the only way a guy who calls and you catch him in the middle of flushing can be up is possibly by the delivery of a human skull.
No, it's true. You just when you think the show couldn't really get any more compelling, that is when we proved you wrong. Yes.
And I do think I think candy would be a fantastic idea in the skull, but it would have to be pre-wrapped candy.
Yes, you probably don't want to put just like loose Oreos or something in this. No.
Werther's Original, I think, would be a fantastic idea.
I'm thinking about maybe just putting a hinge or something on the back so that you can just sort of open it and then close it. I'm not sure what to do with this, frankly. And then there's, what's weird is, there's on this human skull, and I will take some pictures of this, so there's these little hooks on the top to keep the top of the skull on, and then there are springs, there are tiny springs mounted on either side, which I guess are there to, oh, you know why these are, Sarah, look at this. Okay, there's tiny springs.
I'm tired of looking at the skull.
No, you're not.
Me out.
Okay, now there's tiny springs, now look at this, because the jaw opens. You can actually
open. Oh, you can
open.
Hear his teeth gnashing.
Listen, I'm going to, now the next, can you crank up my mic here?
Yes.
The next sound you're going to hear is the sound of the skull gnashing its teeth. There you go. Now if you were listening in HD.
Oh, you're so going to break that. Okay, just freaking me
out. That's genius. I'm going to put this right here and keep it in front of me at all times. All right. Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, there you go. That's Lucas, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic. What else are these?
I don't know.
Well, let's just do these, and then we'll take a break. Steve, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. I was wondering if you were just having fun with your skullduggery there.
Why does no one warn me about these things? Hold on. If I was what, sir?
If you were having fun with your skullduggery.
Thank you. Steve. All right. All right, let's just take a break here, shall we? It's 503-733-2970. Around the corner, more from Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Then Scott Daly will be here from filmfeverradio.com. He's going to talk about the movie 300, which comes out today. You stay there. Back after this, it is the Rick Emerson Radio Program.